Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Here's the backstory on this post. I love the methodology. Think about it. Take two versions of the same piece and measure eye movement, seconds of attention, etc. Talk about an evidence-based approach. And the stats, oh my God, the stats went way beyond expectations. Now, when you go to this report, click on the upper left button that says Contents. This shows a drop-down menu, not only of the study, but also additional information about the theories they use to enhance the content. This just skyrockets the value of this report and highlights a technique not enough of us use. Sure, we can use drop-down menus on our websites, but on guides and special reports, not so much. In fact, I'm guilty as charged. The authors even doubled down on menus and links by using one in the upper left corner for the overall guide and the other one, another one on the right side of the first page of each section. Now here's the power of using menus. It allows the reader control of what they consume. We can look at the tactics first, then the findings, or vice versa. It's also interactive without us, the authors, having to invest a lot on personalization or any kind of data analysis. Folks can personalize their own journey. We just provide a list of handy links to do so. Now, remember what I said in the last paragraph in the post? That we can learn about these psychological tactics online? Well, the authors provided that information up front. We can get enough information here to decide what to apply and look elsewhere for help in integrating those techniques in our content marketing. A lot of folks present findings. And yes, great graphics are a given. But using drop-down menus and link lists go way beyond dissemination to provide an experience that their data supports. Talk about practicing what you preach. Seriously, I think we should try this format anytime we want to add personalization and experience to our special reports and guides. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.